Hey. All right, I'm back. Where are you? Well, hello. What? You can't even wait until I'm inside. No, it's fine. That's why I was rushing home. I couldn't wait to see you either. Wait, hang on. At least give me a second to get in the door here. Yeah, great. Yeah, it was great. Did you want to see if I'm still soaked? Well, you know, come over and find out. He was good with his tongue and everything else. Well, sorry, but there was only so much I could explain by text. No, it's fine. Like I said, this was a good one, all around. Really, it's the best luck we've had with Tinder yet. Or at least the best I've had. I don't know how it would compare with the girl that you met last weekend. We might need to compare notes pretty closely. Well then, let's get comfortable and I'll tell you everything. How about the couch? Or do you think I need a shower first? You're right, that can wait. All right, I'm getting there. Just be a little patient. Come here. No, hang on. I'll take that spot. You sit here on my left. Well, where to start? Well, okay. First off, dinner was a really nice time. We got pretty carried away just talking. It must have been, I don't know, a solid hour. I think you'll like him. That is, I'm guessing that you would if, you know, you'd get along if we all decided to meet sometime. I don't know. That's really up to you, but yeah. Just talking was really nice and easy, so. Oh, all kinds of things. Jobs, hobbies, favourite foods, the usual basics. His family sounded like a lot of fun. What do you mean? Maybe that's not what you want to hear about. Really? Then what are you interested in? The beer specials? The band that was playing? Okay, wait. Stop it. All right. Something else then. Sure. Well, actually, there was a band starting to set up, so we decided it was time to head somewhere quiet. So we drove to the park. And I might have gotten rid of my knickers when I parked. Yeah, we took both cars. He made sure to text his wife at the same time I was texting you. I told you everything went really well. His whole manner was really nice. He was very respectful. And I had, you know, a really good feeling about it all night. So, we went to one of those benches down by the pavilion. No, not the one next to the lake. Of course not. That spot is just ours. Always. It's just for us. I mean, the corner a little further back, away from the lamps. Yeah, it was getting pretty dim by then, and well, you know how I like to emphasize my taste for the outdoors. That's one thing we agreed on. He likes it too. Maybe not quite as much, but well, anyway. So I started telling him about the time a few of us went skinny dipping down at the shore. Well, you know about that, but I could tell he liked hearing about it. It was hot. So we're sat on the bench. Wait. Scooch just a little. Here. Like this. Sitting side by side. Leaning together. Actually, yeah. Surprisingly comfortable. Nothing like this, of course. You're the perfect spoon. But it was comfortable enough for a date. So we kept chatting some more. Nobody around at all, anywhere. We moved in closer as we were talking, and he put his arm around me like, here, give me that. Like this. And since I was talking about the exhibitionist thing, he started telling me about, you know, a thing or two that he's done. And there was one great one about his wife on their honeymoon. They were on the roof of their hotel, and I was honestly pretty jealous. I mean, we're still going to try that sometime, right? I hope so. I love just hearing about it. My nipples must have been poking out enough to see in the dark. Well, feel for yourself. As if you need an invitation. Yeah, a lot like this. Hey. No, I'm not jumpy. You just startled me. Of course it's your fault. Anyway, well, I saw him giving them some admiring looks, and I did wear this top to show off a little, after all, so, and he's a guy, so, of course he was enjoying the view, but not like creepy or anything. I could tell he really appreciated it. Yeah, exactly. The way you do. So, apparently, that was a crazy night. They lost their keys or something. And while he was talking, I took this hand on my shoulder and I slid it in here into my shirt. Yeah, just like that. Just squeezing. And we leaned in and started kissing. Just a little. And I saw he was getting obviously excited. So I reached over and started rubbing over his pants. And then he finished that story. And we sat there another minute just doing this. And I couldn't resist sliding my head down towards his lap and starting to unbutton his shorts. Hang on. Lift your hips a little. So I thought it was time for this. It was sort of like this. No, no teeth. His loss. But since I know you like that, here. Sat back and grabbed my hair. Then he reached over with this hand. Yeah, you got it. And he discovered that I'd left my knickers in the car. And I could hear him moan just a little at that. He grabbed and squeezed a little. He couldn't quite reach all the way around from there. But we were getting really impatient by then anyway, so we looked around again and the whole place was still deserted. We hadn't heard any more cars the whole time, so I said it was really time to enjoy the breeze all over. Well, you know me, I couldn't wait any longer. So I stood up and I slipped it off like this. I was going to say something about joining me, but I didn't need to. He started getting out of his shirt and shorts. Then, oh, you like that thought, huh? Well, actually, not quite. First he sat back down, and then he leaned me back onto the bench and started moving downward. Yeah, I guess you don't need any persuading either, huh? Here, I'll spread out. And he just dove in. Yeah. Oh, like that. Oh, oh yeah. Said he was good, and I actually came a little, just a small one. Okay, hang on. Yeah, but that's so good, but you can do that more later. It's really time for the next step. No, how about we don't quite reenact everything exactly as it happened. Well, because it was time to get out the condoms and it still felt good. Oh, really good. But you're not a quick hookup. I can feel you completely all over. Exactly. Sit right there. So I got onto his lap. Just there. Yeah. I settled in. Just gently up and down. And he grabbed my breasts, yeah, and started sucking on my nipples. No, not like that. You do it better. Yeah. Just like that. You know just how I like it. Yeah, variety is good. I love variety. I'm so happy that we're okay with going out to have a little fun sometimes. But this is why it all works. Because we always know we'll be coming home to each other. Nobody else feels like this. Yeah. Right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Yeah. Yeah, baby, please. Yeah. so good. What? Are you kidding? Oh. Good. I thought so. Oh. No. No comparison at all. This was the best part of the night. All right. Next, we can have some, I don't know, what do you feel like? Brownies? Maybe some ice cream? That sounds good. Let me shower. Or do you want to join me? I hope so. Then it's time for dessert and drinks. And then we burrow into this big couch together and don't go anywhere till Monday. How does that sound? Perfect. I love you. All right. Let's get going and we'll be back here before you know it. And then we've got all weekend to be cozy and maybe top that little quickie later. That's the best part.